Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Happy Thursday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. Another great show for you guys on deck for today. We're going to continue talking some baseball, continue previewing the NL East. We looked at the Nationals yesterday, the Marlins the day before. We're looking at the Phillies tomorrow, but today we're going to look at one of the best teams in baseball, the favorites to win the NL East, the Atlanta Braves. Rob Brown will join me in a moment to talk about Atlanta. We're also going to talk plenty of college hoops today. March is tomorrow, if you can believe it. We're going to talk about teams in the 6 to 7 seed range. Also give out some best bets in college hoops and an NBA player prop that I like. Kate Constable will join me later on the show for Model Making Money. We wrap up with our best bets of the day. As always, any questions, comments, tweets, whatever it may be that you guys have for us, twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. You can go to Twitter and Instagram at the BetQL app as well. Let's have some fun over the next 30 minutes. Glass is in session. We go to the Glasser guest line, and joining me, one of the best, Rob Brown, host of the Rob Brown Show, host of Bet for the Cycle with Cody Decker, right here on Saturdays on the BetQL Network. There he is. You can follow him on X at The Rob Brown Show. Rob, great to have you on. Nobody I'd rather talk Atlanta Braves baseball with than you, my friend. We'll get right to it. Braves are going to have one of the best teams in baseball again. No question about it. However, Vegas does not think that they are the favorites in the National League or to win the World Series. The Dodgers obviously are, with the addition of Ohtani and Yamamoto, amongst others. So I will ask you, even though the Dodgers are favored, do you feel like the Braves are the better team?
First off, como estas, everybody? What's happening? It's awesome to be here. You're telling me I get to quite literally ignore my real job to sit here and talk baseball during the daytime. Yes, please, and thank you. Yes, I do think that. In fact, not only do I think that, but I am more confident in the Braves over-under projection of 101.5 than I am the Dodgers 103.5. I do think they are both going to hit, but I'm more confident in the Braves. I wonder how much of the Dodgers total. That's going to be a real good team. And I'll tell you guys, like I told Cody Decker, please do not take anything that I am saying as a thought that I think the Dodgers aren't going to be a damn good team. They are going to be really good. But I think some people have got kind of fooled by the showmentum. You see what I did there? Because it's show moment. Okay, anyway. I think that people see Shohei Ohtani and they're forgetting my dude's a DH this year. Now, he's going to be one of the best DHs in the game. There's no doubt about it. But, like, even being, like, liberal with the guess, how many games is a DH worth, right? Like, how many games better can you be by getting a great DH? And I think the answer is like probably 7 to 8. And it's not like they didn't have a real good one last year. So I think that next year's Dodgers are going to be great. And I think the other part of this equation is you look at the injury report. The Dodgers have a pitching staff that will start the season on the IL that is better than most teams' pitching staffs on opening day. You know, you look at guys like Clayton Kershaw. When the Dodgers get their entire staff healthy, not forget Shohei Ohtani coming back next year, just the guys that'll be back this year, it is going to be world class. That's going to be a damn good team. But I think Atlanta's staff is really good, and especially if Chris Sale can go back to being the guy he was before all the injuries, the Braves staff is going to be really good too. So yeah, listen, I like the Dodgers. Everybody likes the Dodgers. You should like the Dodgers. But Decker and I went position by position, 1 through 9, infield and outfield, Braves v. Dodgers last week on Bet for the Cycle. And I give an actual edge to the Braves lineup. I think genuinely it might be a better offensive lineup than LA's. And you're asking them to win 3 fewer games to hit the total? Yeah, I'm going to take that. Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned that lineup, Rob, and I mean all the big categories that you look for. Home runs, RBIs, hits among season leaders. Acuna, Riley, Olsen, all those guys are towards the top. They're in the conversation. Would you, if you were betting that market, would you just take like one Braves player in like each of those markets? Would you take Acuna to try and be tops in RBIs, hits, homers? Would you take Austin Riley? Is there a guy, obviously Acuna won MVP last year, would he be your guy that you would bet again? Or do you see maybe value somewhere else in that Braves order?
I love the bet of Ronnie as MVP. My only question is, and God, I got tired of this phrase last year when we were doing the Jokic Embiid fight of voter fatigue. Last year's Ronald Acuna season, you're going to hear people chalk it up as an anomaly, right? Like, you're going to hear people chalk it up as, oh, it was just one of those special years. My dude, he's that good. Problem is the voter fatigue, right? Now, he's only done it once, and I don't know if MLB is more or less likely to allow a guy to win MVP in back-to-back years. Matt Olson as home run king is not going to be a bad bet any year. Like, it's just not going to be a bad bet. I think Austin Riley is a sneaky good MVP market, right? Like a dark horse, sure, but Riley's an all-star, and there's less pressure on him in that lineup. So I think if you're a little afraid that maybe they don't want to give it to a guy back-to-back years and you want to play somebody out of the National League, Austin Riley is way up on that list. Matt Olson is a home run king is a prop that just feels like a gimme to me. There's really not a guy on this lineup that I couldn't come up with some kind of prop for and feel pretty good about it. But those three guys are the three clubhouse frontmen for me.
All right, so we both agree the Braves are going to be great again. Their lineup's going to absolutely rake. They got a great 2 starting pitchers at the top. They add Chris Sale. If there was a concern for you, Rob, about this team, though, heading into the year, what would it be?
Injuries, right? Like, injuries. Like, this is Ronald Acuna Jr. This is a guy who has missed significant time. Marcelo Zuna is a guy that's missed games here and there. Now, you're fortunate in that most of these guys played most of these games last year. Matt Olson played every game last year. I think Austin Riley only missed a handful. Ozzie got dinged up a little bit. You got to be concerned about his injury. And then there's the question mark, and the question mark is Jared Kelenic, the guy you just brought over from Seattle. The reason the Braves went and got Jared Kelenic out of Seattle is because, PJ, the potential's to the moon, right? Like, the potential is for this guy to be one of the best. And if Jared Kelenic reaches his potential, the Braves won't just have the best outfield in Major League Baseball. If Jared Kelenic reaches his potential, the Braves might have the best outfield ever. And this is not one of those times where it's like, okay, Rob, you big time homer loser. Like, genuinely, if Kelenic is 90% what he was labeled to be as a prospect and as a first year guy, this will be the best offensive outfield maybe ever assembled. But that obviously is a big question mark. And I think the injuries in the starting pitching are the same thing. Like, there's no question the Braves offense is going to be one of the best in baseball. It's not a doubt. They're going to score as many runs, if not more, than anybody else in baseball this year. They're going to have a lot of guys in the All-Star game again this year. There's no question there. But it is, can you keep Max Fried healthy this year after he missed some time? Charlie Morton's there in the three spot, maybe the four spot if Chris Sale is back. Can you keep Unc Charlie healthy? That dude's on the wrong side of 40. Big question mark. Chris Sale, again, Chris Sale just has to be pretty good. Like, he doesn't have to be the machine that he was before he got banged up. He's got to be pretty good, but he's been banged up. And that injury, those injuries have kind of stacked up on Chris Sale a number of times over his career. And then that one last big question mark is that five hole. I think a lot of people, Bryce Elder's in the five hole. PJ, a lot of people forgetting Bryce Elder was an all-star before he got dinged up, right? So to me, you are looking at a five-man rotation that goes all-star, 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 but you got to keep him healthy because it's also a list that goes Spencer Strider, guy who's been injured, guy who's been injured, guy who's been injured, guy who's been injured. So to me, there are two things that derail Atlanta. Number one is the injury, and number two is attitude. Because I think when you go back to 2021, you go back to the World Series year for Atlanta, there was kind of a dog mentality for the Braves that year, right? Like, that wasn't a team that expected to flip the script A onto the field and have a bunch of teams roll over. That was a team that knew they had to go gut out wins, and they had to do it in the World Series and in the NLCS and in the NLDS. Last year, it kind of felt like the Braves kind of got to coast mode. And unfortunately, they went into cruise control at the exact wrong time because it was the same time that the Phillies decided to have that 2021 Braves mentality. So what you're really hoping for, I think more than anything else, Peach, I think you're hoping that the Braves taking the Phillies boot squared up cheeks last year in the playoff was enough to kind of spark them to go, okay, like, we know we're going to win 100, probably 200, probably 3, but we got to make sure we carry it into the playoffs because they didn't the last 2 years and they got embarrassed because of it.
They sure did. And we'll see if they can learn from that this year. Again, they are the favorites in the NL East. They are behind the Dodgers to win the National League and to win the World Series. He is Rob Brown, host of the Rob Brown Show, host of the BetQL Network, or Bet for the Cycle on the BetQL Network with Cody Decker. You can catch him on Saturdays, and you can follow Rob on X at the Rob Brown Show. Rob, always good talking to you, pal. Appreciate the time.
Pleasure's all mine, guys. And just so you know, PJ, guess who won the Parlay v. Parlay Challenge again this weekend? So if you love you, Mario getting dinged up on, see you Saturday at noon, boys.
There you go. It's what we call a tease in the business. Rob Brown, make sure you check that out on Saturday. All right, let's continue our preview of the Atlanta Braves here on Send It In as we go to Big League, Peach. Agree with a lot of what Rob said. I think even though the Dodgers are the favorites, according to the odds makers, I think the Braves are the team to beat in the National League. I would pick them to win the NL at plus 350. I would also pick them to win the World Series at plus 550. I think this is the year for Atlanta. I think they're finally going to get over that hump, and they have learned the last 2 years getting knocked out by the Phillies. Rob said it, really, the injuries are the major concern, maybe the bullpen as well. Outside of that, they got everything you want. They got two frontline starters in Max Fried and Spencer Strider. Bryce Elder was an all-star last year. Chris Sale comes over. If he can find anything of what he was in his part of the Red Sox tenure and certainly the White Sox, that could be a dangerous number four starter. And then that lineup, top to bottom, was historical last year. It could be even better this year, including the addition of Kalinic. So I think they could be really, really good this year. The win total sitting at 101.5, it feels about right. I think the Braves maybe win like 97, 98 games this season. So if you had to make me bet it, I would probably take the under, but I don't feel great about it. They won 104 games last year with their lineup being as historical as it was. So if they're not quite up to that, maybe they lose a couple more games than they did last year. They're going to be right around that 100-win mark. So my advice, probably stay away. If I had to bet it, though, I would probably take the under. And then the question that I asked Rob, they have so many good hitters in that lineup. If you had to take like an Acuna, if you had to take an Austin Riley, if you had to take a Matt Olson, is there a guy that you would take to lead the league in homers, RBIs, hits, any of these categories? My guy would be Austin Riley. I think Austin Riley is going to have a monster season. He's 25-1 to win NL MVP. He's 30-1 to lead the league in home runs. He's plus 900 to lead the league in RBIs. Riley batted .281 last season with 37 homers, which is tied for 10th in baseball, and 97 RBIs, tied for 22nd. You can't pitch around Austin Riley. Not when you have Acuna in that lineup. Not when you have Olsen in that lineup. Not when you have Azuna behind him. Sean Murphy in that order. There are too many bats where you can't pitch around Riley. And Snitaker is going to put him in like that 3-4 hole most of the season. And he's going to have plenty of opportunities to hit with runners on base. This was a guy who hit 300 a couple of years ago. I think Austin Riley is going to have a big time season. All the focus on Acuna, and deservedly so. He's the reigning MVP. What Olsen did last year, hitting all those home runs. I think people kind of forget about how great Austin Riley is. I think he might remind them of that this season. So because everybody's focused on Acuna and Olsen, I think that's creating some value in the market on Austin Riley. That is the guy that I would target on the Braves this year. But I think they're going to win the World Series. I think that is the best team in baseball. Let's talk some college basketball now. We go off the glass here on Send It In. Four games that I like tonight on the hardware. We're going to start in the Big Ten with Nebraska and Ohio State. Buckeyes favored by 3.5. The total, 144.5. I like Nebraska in this spot at plus 3.5. We've been pretty successful doing this and fading teams off of big wins. Ohio State had lost 19 straight road games in Big Ten play. Now they have that buzzer beater against Michigan State in East Lansing on Sunday. What are they going to have for an encore performance coming back home? Is there going to be a little bit of a letdown? Think about since they fired Chris Holtmann, some of the wins that Ohio State has had. They had that big win over Purdue. Then they have the letdown loss at Minnesota. Then they have the big win at Michigan State. Now here could come the letdown loss against Nebraska. And Nebraska is the team that you want to play at home after a big-time win like that because they've only won one game on the road in Big Ten play. However, that game was most recently, their most recent road game against Indiana. They've won 4 in a row. Cornhuskers are playing good basketball. I like them tonight, plus the points. I also like USC, plus 6.5 against Washington State. We've been talking about this the last couple days on the show. Last night, it was Florida and Missouri. The night before, it was Houston and Cincinnati. And Washington State and USC is tonight's game that falls under the category of KenPom has this game where Washington State really should be favored by like 13 points. Instead, they're only favored by 6.5 points. Last night, we talked about how Florida should have been favored by like 20 against Missouri. Instead, they were only favored by 12.5. They ended up winning by 9. This is one of those spreads where I think a lot of sharp people, a lot of smart people, are on USC tonight to keep it close against Washington State, which makes a ton of sense. Wazoo was on a crazy win streak. They had beaten Arizona twice this season, had their letdown loss against ASU. Now they come back home, 3 straight home games to end the regular season. I think everybody just expects them to be fine tonight. Brush off that ASU loss. You played Saturday. Now you play Thursday. You've had four or five days to think about it. But I like USC tonight. Keep it close. I'll take the Trojans plus the points. I also like Pepperdine tonight plus 15.5 against St. Mary's. Now, I could be wrong, and Pepperdine could lose this game by 30 because St. Mary's is certainly the better team. To me, this game, the handicap's simple. It's all about a look-ahead spot. St. Mary's has Gonzaga on Saturday at home. You know St. Mary's. What's the game that they circle every year? What's the game that they look forward to the most every single season? It's their home game against Gonzaga. That's the game that they want. That's the game those players are the most excited for. And that's coming up on Saturday. You're 2 days away, and all you have to do is go on the road to Malibu, and you got to play Pepperdine in a game where you're favored by 15.5. I could only take Pepperdine in a game like this, so I'll take a little bit of plus 15.5 on Pepperdine tonight against St. Mary's. And then finally, I'll stick in that WCC conference. Favorite bet of the night is going to be San Francisco plus 3.5 against Gonzaga. We've talked about this the last couple weeks, whether it was UConn against Creighton, whether it was Duke against Wake Forest, some of these other games where San Francisco should actually be favored in this game. It should probably be a pick 'em, but the Dons probably should be favored. But because it's Gonzaga and they have the name recognition and they're a short favorite, the odds makers know that the public is going to love Gonzaga, that even though this game should probably be a pick, they can still hang a line like 3.5, and people will still go back Gonzaga. but you're going to bet San Francisco because we like money and they're going to cover the plus 3.5 tonight, and they're also going to win the game outright. This isn't as talented a Gonzaga team as we've seen the last 4 or 5 years. They made 8 straight Sweet 16s. That could be in jeopardy tonight. Plus, I just mentioned that St. Mary's might have a look-ahead spot to Gonzaga. You don't think Gonzaga has a little bit of a look-ahead spot to St. Mary's as well? I'll take San Francisco plus the points. All right, let's do a little glassatology now on Send It In. We got March, Matt. We got the month of March coming up tomorrow. Obviously, very exciting. Looking at the 6 and 7 seeds right now, projected by most of the bracketologists. When I look at the 6 seeds, Dayton, BYU, South Carolina, and Colorado State. We'll start with Dayton. If you haven't watched him play, one of the best big men in the entire country in Daron Holmes. He's a monster. The key for Dayton is that they lost their best guard, Malachi Smith. And ultimately, I think that's what's going to hurt them. I think Dayton's ceiling is probably a win in the first round. I can't see them making the Sweet 16. They got really good shooters on the outside, and they got Holmes on the inside, but I think that loss to Malachi Smith is going to be what derails their season. Then we got BYU, who just had a monster win against Kansas earlier this week. BYU is an interesting team because they have a good non-conference resume. First year in the Big 12, and they're holding their own. They played really well. They have a ton of key wins. Beat Iowa State, beat Baylor, had that win against Kansas. BYU's offense, though, is nowhere near the same on the road and on neutral floors than it is at home. Their defense isn't that great. They really struggle to stop interior scoring and interior big man when they go up against teams that have like a Zach Edey or a Hunter Dickinson or a really good post player. So I'm not high on BYU. I think if they get the wrong matchup in a 6-11, 5-12 game, that they could get upset in that matchup. Then we got South Carolina. This is the 6th seed that I'm looking forward to fading the most. Every year in college basketball, we get a team who has a great season in the Power 5. Surprise everybody. South Carolina was picked preseason to finish last in the SEC. Nobody saw them being 23-5 up to this point and being third place in the SEC with 3 regular season games to go. With that being said, they didn't really play anybody in the non-conference schedule, and I think when they get out of SEC play and play in the NCAA tournament, that's where they're going to get exposed. So South Carolina's a team, maybe they win their first round game. I can't see them winning any more than that. And then Colorado State, of all these 6 seeds, is the one that I like the best. Why? You need good guards if you want to win in March, and they got one of the best in Isaiah Stevens. They also have a really impressive non-conference resume. Colorado State earlier in the year beat Creighton by 21 on a neutral floor. They also beat Colorado this season, and they only lost to St. Mary's by 3. That would be a team that I would watch out for. As for the 7 seeds, one of my favorite sleepers in the tournament this year is TCU. I love their guard play. Their best 7 players are all seniors and juniors. They're upperclassmen. They played in a lot of big games. They played against a lot of good competition. They have transfers, Jameer Nelson Jr. from Delaware, Avery Anderson from Oklahoma State. I think they could be a team to watch in March. Then you got Washington State, who's having an incredible season. Kyle Smith is in the running for National Coach of the Year. Done a great job. With the right matchup, I think Washington State could pose some problems. They're a team that relies on their defense and their athleticism. They play at a very slow tempo. If they go up against one of these 10 seeds that really likes to score, that could throw them off their game, and I think they could be potentially a team that could make it to the Sweet 16. Then we have Texas Tech, a team that I'm not high on. First-year head coach Grant McCaslin. They're having a nice year in the Big 12, but Grant McCaslin teams at North Texas would be great on defense and would struggle on offense. This team this year is actually doing the opposite. They're ranked 22nd in offense and 79th on defense, according to KenPom. Don't have enough outside shooting for me. I think that's what's going to kill them come the tournament. And then Nevada is the last team. Their head coach is Steve Alford. You might remember him when he was at UCLA. He had Lonzo Ball and some of those fun UCLA teams. He's in Reno now, and he's got a really good backcourt with Jared Lucas and with Keenan Blackshear. And their non-conference resume, they beat TCU by 15, so they can beat some pretty good teams. Be interesting to see who Nevada gets matched up with, but another team with a very good backcourt. Let's go to Model Making Money. Kate Constable is standing by here on Send It In. Kate, great to see you for another day. What are the 5-star plays BetQL has for us today?
Hey, PJ, good to see you as well. 5-star plays today, college basketball. South Dakota over North Dakota. A little cross-state rivalry. This is game is basically a pick'em, but the model likes South Dakota to take home the W. Also, Heat Nuggets, the over 213.5 is a five-star play today, which is a rematch of last year's NBA championship. So that'll be fun. First time these two teams have met since the Nuggets took home the title.
Yeah, sure will. I want to get your thoughts on that rematch in a little bit. But Kate, is there anything in the NBA other than that game that you're betting tonight?
Yeah, I really like the Orlando Magic tonight. I grabbed this line early this morning at 5.5. It's up to 6.5 now. I probably wouldn't take it anything above 6.5. But I think these are just two teams going in opposite directions right now. The Jazz have lost 4 of their last 5. The Magic have won 4 of their last 5. And Utah's offense, particularly on the road, but also since the trade deadline, has just been really bad. They can't get anything going. The Magic are a great defensive team. They have the size to match up with Utah. And Paolo Banchero should be back tonight for Orlando. He's missed the last 2 games with an illness. I would be shocked. I mean, unless something is seriously wrong, I hope it's not. But I would be shocked if he's not back tonight as well. So that'll give Orlando a nice little boost on the offensive end as well. So playing the Magic tonight, I like him 5.5, 6.5 as well, if that's all you can get out there.
Rocking your Magic blue, Kate, hoping for the good vibes. I like it. So let's talk about the NBA Finals game from last year. We got the Nuggets and we got the Heat. Denver is a short favorite tonight, -4.5. The total's really low in this game. Two good defensive teams. Any plays that you like in Nuggets Heat?
I really like the Heat tonight. I mean, this is kind of like the classic spot where Heat culture really comes into play. And I think people throw that term around all the time, I included. But this is kind of what that's all about, right? I mean, maybe they're not as, well, they aren't as talented as the Denver Nuggets even this season, but they're gritty. They're going to take this game, I think, more seriously than Denver probably will. And with Terry Rozier back after injury, like, that helps boost up Miami's offense. Jimmy Butler has been great, and this Miami team, I mean, after the trade, after the All-Star break, rather, that's when the Heat kind of actually start playing. So they've won, I believe, 7 of their last 8 games. They've covered in all 8 of those games. I think that they just approached this game with a very serious mindset tonight, maybe a little bit more than the Nuggets, who are also on a back-to-back, so could be tired, could be resting a few players. I am taking Miami plus the points.
All right. Excited for that game tonight, Kate. I'm also excited that March is tomorrow. Leap year, the worst thing about it is that we have to wait another day until the start of March, but nonetheless, it's coming, and we're getting ready for the NCAA tournament. So with March around the corner, Kate, right now, is there a team that you like to win the national title?
I kind of think I like Houston a little bit. You know, the things I look for come tournament time, good defensive teams and good guard play. And Houston has both of those. Best defense in the country. They have LJ Cryer, Jamal Shedd, and Kelvin Sampson is a veteran coach. So that's another thing as well, experience. So Houston right now is checking all the boxes for me. You're getting plus 750. I mean, that's the second shortest odds, so it's nothing fantastic. But I do like Houston. Someone a little bit further down the board, I like Creighton. I just think that they can score with the best of them. They have some big bodies. They have good guards. Again, the experience. So Creighton at 30-1 might be a little bit more of a long shot, but Houston is my favorite as of now.
Yeah, I like the Creighton long shot. Houston, it'll be interesting to see. Maybe playing in the Big 12 this year will be the difference for them heading into the NCAA tournament. She's Kate Constable. She'll be on the Daily Tip tomorrow with Chelsea Messenger, so make sure you check that out right here on the BetQL Network. Kate, always great seeing you. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, PJ. Have a good one.
You as well. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. And our friends at BetMGM once a day are giving you the opportunity to play the BetMGM free-to-play BetMGM Fast Break for a chance to win daily prizes. You can play as the point guard and choose to pass to Kevin Garnett, Jalen Rose, or take it in yourself for a dunk. If you score, you get a prize. Free-to-play promotion for BetMGM Sportsbook. The BetMGM Sportsbook account holders who play our BetMGM Fast Break will have the opportunity to win a reward if they score a basket. All right, time to wrap up the show now. PJ's plays. Got about 1.5 minutes left. Anything you guys are betting, anything you like, let me know here on Send It In. We're going to start with our prop lock. This has been on fire. 3 for 3 so far this week. Let's make it 4 for 4. We're going with another revenge play. A guy playing against his former team. Kyle Kuzma going up against the Lakers tonight. We're going over 22.5 points for Kuzma. He scored 27 points in each of his last two games. Had 31 points 4 games ago. And going up against the Lakers in his career, he has scored 22, 23, and 26 points. So he's going to be right around this number, but I think he's going to go over it tonight. I'll take Kyle Kuzma as my prop lock. Dog of the day, talked about it. USC +6.5 against Wazoo. One of those spots where USC probably should be like a 12-13.5 point favorite. Instead, they are a 6.5 point dog against Washington State. So I'll trust the sharp money, probably the smart people taking the Trojans tonight, and we'll hop on USC +6.5. My stay-away game is going to be Rutgers against Michigan. Shawnee Sharp, his best bet, he's going to take Chet Holmgren over 16.5 points tonight against the Spurs and Victor Wembanyama. Even though Wembanyama is great on defense, the Spurs really struggle against good big men. So Shawnee Sharp's taking Chet's over points. And my best bet, San Francisco +3.5 against Gonzaga. Gonzaga may be looking ahead to St. Mary's. I also just think this line's way off. I think San Francisco maybe should be a slight favorite. Certainly should be a pick 'em, but because it's Gonzaga, you can lay a short number on the road with them, and people are still going to bet the Zags. I like the Dons tonight, plus the points. To recap, best bets for today: Kyle Kuzma over 22.5 points against the Lakers. Rutgers Michigan is going to be my stay away game. USC plus the points against Wazoo. And the best bet, take San Francisco +3.5. Take them on the money line as well against Gonzaga. Thanks again to Rob Brown. Thanks again to Kate Constable. We're talking about the Philadelphia Phillies tomorrow, looking ahead to Saturday's slate in college basketball on the show as well. We'll see you guys then. Good luck on all your bets.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.